and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our state's Midlands area recently received its annual competitiveness report from our next guest's organization, and while it shows improvements over prior years, and one bright spot in particular, it also shows the capital city continues to lag behind its peers in most categories. Megan Hughes is Executive Director of Ingenuity SC, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Megan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, it's a pleasure to be with you. Really appreciate you having me today.
Now, first, for our listeners not familiar with your organization, tell us about Ingenuity SC.
Ingenuity is a Midlands-based nonprofit, and our mission is to make the Columbia region of South Carolina a standout choice for top talent and competitive companies. We're really fortunate to be governed by the highest-ranking regional leaders in education and government and business. And genuinely, Mike, what we exist to do is work behind the scenes to manage projects that make the Columbia region a wonderful place for living, working, playing, and learning.
Well, now let's go right to this report, the annual competitiveness report, and let's look at the good news first. I guess you could say, in a way, it's all good news, right? Because improvements are being made everywhere.
Sure.
And I can tell you, just from when I'm downtown or talking to people who've been here a long time, everybody notices the improvements that are going on in Columbia. There's a lot happening here. But let's look at this one bright spot in particular, this category where the Midlands not only ranked high with our peers, but we beat the national average.
Yeah, listen, Mike, you're exactly right. There is an energy around the region, even despite some of the challenges we saw financially, personally, health-wise, and economically associated with COVID. Whether you're in Lexington County or Richland County, there's a lot to be excited about. Some of what we were really pleased to see in the report this year is found in the entrepreneurial and business environment section. We ranked third overall. Some of this has to do with the fact that the state in general is performing really well when it comes to population growth. So we're seeing really strong numbers in terms of net migration. And there's a recent study that came out from Brookings Institution that ranks the inclusivity of business environments around the country. We were really proud to see that Columbia ranked higher than our peer communities across the state of South Carolina. We're also really pleased to see some of the improvements we've made in livability. We saw our ranking tick up there. Now, there are some threats to that environment that we've got to be really closely attuned to as a community. And I think leaders are beginning to have real serious conversations right now around our corporate tax structure. And the threat that could end up becoming, or that it already is, to our ability to grow and sustain entrepreneurial businesses. But definitely some good news to be found in this year's report.
Who are our peers that we are comparing ourselves to here?
So these are other communities that have large research institutions, maybe the seat of government for their state, may have similar demographic and geographic characteristics. The Greenville MSA, the Charleston MSA, Knoxville, Tennessee, Lexington, Kentucky, Tallahassee, Florida, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, just to name a few. And then we've included one community that we consider to be our aspirant. So this is the community that we aspire to be more like in terms of their economic growth and competitiveness. And that community for us is Raleigh, North Carolina.
Talk about how we have done versus Raleigh.
Sure. One of the things that sticks out so loudly and clearly is their performance and innovative capacity. They're just double what most of the other peer communities are. And so much of this gets back to the investments they made 20, 30, 50 years ago in the Research Triangle Park, where they created public, private, and higher education partnerships that have really led to explosions in their ability to create, sustain, and grow innovative ideas in that community. So we like to look at what they're doing in Raleigh, how well they're performing, particularly in innovative capacity, not because we want to become the next Raleigh, but because we think there are things we can learn and adapt and implement in our community to help us keep pace.
Well, Megan, as always, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
It's a pleasure. Encourage everybody to go to the website, check out the competitiveness report, share it with friends and family. And as always, Mike, really appreciate the invitation.
Megan Hughes is Executive Director of Ingenuity SC. She spoke to us by phone from her office in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to the organization where you can find the competitiveness report, which we were just discussing. All of this will be posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.